From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama took his economic message to the heart of Texas today. Mr. Obama telling an audience in Austin that rather than the policies of the previous administration, voters heading to the polls in November need to, as he put it, move in a new direction.
The last thing we can afford to do at this critical juncture in our history is to go back to the same policies that got us into this mess in the first place. And that is what this November election is going to be all about.
President's trip resulted in upwards of $1 million raised for the Democratic National Committee. President also talked about the need to spend for education. Republicans need to pick up 40 seats in the House and 10 in the Senate to regain control of Capitol Hill. In an effort to shift money to other priorities, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is recommending a major military command be eliminated. He's also calling for the Pentagon's use of outside contractors be cut by 10% for 3 years. NPR's Tom Bowman has details.
What Gates wants to cut is called the Joint Forces Command, based in Norfolk, Virginia, which employs 6,000 people, half of them contractors. The command was created a decade ago. It is in charge of new training and getting the military services to work more closely together. Gates says much of that already has been achieved. Meanwhile, Gates says he's not satisfied with efforts to reduce the number of Pentagon contractors, which have steadily increased by the thousands since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Gates pointed out that 200 contractors are working full-time, just writing reports ordered by Congress. He says the Pentagon would no longer automatically replace contractors with full-time personnel. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
Another recall by Japanese carmaker Honda to repair malfunctioning ignition switches brings the total number of vehicles involved to nearly 1.5 million. NPR's Paul Brown reports there have been no deaths or serious injuries, but the problem could allow cars to roll away.
Honda says worn or broken ignition switches could let drivers remove keys without putting their automatic transmission vehicles in park. The latest recall of the popular Accord and Civic models and the multi-purpose Honda Element covers 2003 and 2004 model years. Honda says it's only aware of what it calls a small number of related incidents, including one that resulted in a minor injury. The latest recall follows 16 complaints from users. 11 of those allege the ignition key interlock failures resulted in rollaway crashes. Honda says it will put new interlock pins and levers into the switches for free. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices posted moderate gains on mostly positive earnings news and ahead of a planned meeting by the Federal Reserve's main interest rate setting arm that begins tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 45 points to end the session at 10,698. The Nasdaq closed up 17 points. The S&P 500 gained 6 points. You're listening to NPR. U.S. State Department officials are blasting North Korea for firing artillery rounds today, though officials say the more than 100 rounds that landed in the ocean near a disputed sea border with South Korea resulted in nothing more than a lot of dead fish. Latest tensions come shortly after South Korea ended 5 days of naval drills off the west coast. The North has claimed as a rehearsal for an invasion. The U.S. State Department also called the incident unhelpful. Two women from Rochester, Minnesota, have pleaded not guilty to charges they raised money to support a Somali terrorist group. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the women were arrested last week as part of a broader investigation.
For more than 2 years now, the FBI has been looking into the disappearance of some 24 young Somali Americans from the Minneapolis area. The young men were boarding planes and joining the ranks of a Somali militia called Al-Shabaab. Investigators have been trying to understand how teenagers had money enough for airfare to Somalia. Prosecutors claim two women, Amina Ali and Hawa Hassan, raised some $8,000 to help support the group. They allegedly went door to door asking for money and were among 14 people named in indictments last week. Prosecutors say they're part of a jihadi pipeline funneling money and young men to the fight in Somalia. Attorneys for the women declined to comment. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
NASA officials are working to repair a glitch at the International Space Station that has caused some cooling problems. Officials say a jammed connector and an ammonia leak prevented spacewalking astronauts from removing a broken pump over the weekend. Until that pump can be replaced, the space station is being forced to use only about half its cooling power. NASA hopes to be able to try another spacewalk on Wednesday. The breakdown occurred more than a week ago. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.